You're listening to an AppleBiz podcast.
Hello there, and thank you for giving this podcast a listen. Hey, my name is Thomas Donville. I'll go by the name of Anonymous. In this podcast, I'm going to review a game called Blind Quest. It is a fantasy role-playing game. It's all audio-based. It's pretty slick. I like the game in several ways. I thought the audio is done very well myself. And the gameplay is not all that difficult, and it sounds like a lot of fun. So check in your country, see if this is available. In the United States, it does cost $4.99. That is the cost, and that is going to be a paid app. So let's go to the app itself.
Blind Quest.
Now, I'm just going to briefly go through and show you a couple of things. Mostly just to get you an idea so you can hear it for yourself. I'm not going to do any in-depth demonstration other than just walking around and checking things out so you can check it out for yourself if it's something that you are interested in.
Landscape. Charge port to the
Welcome
right.
Welcome to Quest. Blind Quest. The Enchanted Castle. Swipe right to start a new game. Tap to listen to the credits.
Now, I've already listened to the credits, so I'm not going to go through the bore of doing that for you. So we're going to go ahead and just swipe to the right and get the game started.
Welcome to Blind Quest, Wayfarer. Are you ready to hear the story of Nathan the Mercenary? Well, get ready then. It's such an exciting adventure, you'll feel like you're experiencing it firsthand. Remember, I'll need your help to reach the end of the story. Stay alive, if possible. Swipe right and left to explore the environment, forward and backwards. Use double tap to examine the interactive elements. Touch with five fingers to open the pause menu. During battle, tap two times to attack. Swipe left, right, or down to dodge. Swipe up to drink a healing potion, and tap once to hear Nathan's health amount. Great. Now that all that is clear, we can go. Our story begins in Nathan's room. The mercenary has just woke up, and his day is not going to be so good. You have reached Nathan's room. Swipe left, or swipe right to move.
Okay, so it gives us the option to move around the room, see what's available. I'm going to swipe to left.
Desk.
Okay, there's a desk there. So if there's an option you can just do something with, you do a one-finger double tap to examine the desk.
On the desk is his bag. Nathan checks the money inside. Only one silver coin. It is enough for today, but tomorrow he will starve. It is probably time to have a look at the city bulletin board to find a new job.
Okay, so we got to find this community here. So see what else is in this room.
Casket.
There's that. You're going to find that throughout the game, and that contains the healing potion, so double tap that.
Nathan opens the casket. He gets a healing potion.
And typically that's what I always get is a healing potion. So you want that when you get in a fight so you can heal yourself.
Window.
As a flight to the rest. What? To the left. I've got a window here, so let's go to the left.
Wall.
There's a wall.
Door.
Okay. So let's open the door.
Nathan leaves the inn where he is staying. He must go to the central square, where he can find the bulletin board with available jobs. You have reached City of Flos, Northwest. Swipe left, or swipe right to move.
I'll do the same thing. Let's see what we've got here.
Nathan's room.
Okay, that goes back to our room.
Southern exit.
So there's a southern exit.
Eastern exit.
Mm-hmm.
Commoner woman.
You can interact with people. I'll do that, just show you what happens. It doesn't. Sometimes it does things and sometimes it doesn't. So in this case,
the girl stares with a grim look at Nathan. Mercenaries have a terrible reputation.
So she is no help. So go left.
Flower.
There's a flower. You can double tap.
Nathan's room.
Let's go to the southern exit.
Southern exit.
Okay. Double tap.
Nathan arrives in the city market, which is full of life in the middle of the day. But now it is quiet. You have reached City of Flos, southwest. Swipe left or swipe right to move.
All right, let's do this again.
Northern exit.
Mm-hmm, that's where we just came from.
Eastern exit.
There's another exit there.
Casket.
Well, let's get that.
Nathan opens the casket. He gets a healing potion.
Yeah, go left.
Boss boy.
You can talk to this person. Now, again, you're not going to get much here, but I'm going to show you something. He will give you a decision to make, which is another item you will be seeing in the game.
A young bus boy asks Nathan if he's a mercenary. Swipe left to say yes. Swipe right to say no.
I'm going to go left.
With a disgusted glance, the bus boy says mercenaries are monsters who kill for money.
So you get decisions sometimes.
Shop.
There's a shop. Of course, that's going to be important.
Now it is closed. Oh. It is too early.
It's too early, so it's close. So let's go a different direction.
Northern exit. Eastern exit.
We have not been that direction.
The city square is near a large fountain. In the middle of the unpaved yard is the bulletin board where jobs are displayed.
There's a bulletin board.
You have reached City of Flos, southeast. Swipe left or swipe right. To move.
Okay, let's see what we got here.
Western exit.
That's where we just came from.
Casket.
Oh, there's another one. Let's do that.
Nathan opens the casket. He gets a healing potion.
Got it.
Bulletin board.
Ah, here we go. Well, let's go read it. One finger double tap.
On the city bulletin board, there is an announcement written by the princess herself. It says that the royal city is infested by ghosts. Because of this, she has taken refuge in the stronghold of Rodom. She is waiting for someone who is able to defeat the ghosts. The reward is 1,000 gold coins. With that money, Nathan could survive for an entire year. Or live the high life for 6 months. Swipe left to say yes. Swipe right to say no.
Well, of course I'm going to say yes. Get all that gold.
A risky mission, but with a good reward.
Excellent.
Nathan begins to walk. The stronghold is far from the city.
All right, so now I'm going to do a forefinger on the screen.
You opened the menu page.
That gets you the menu.
Nathan reached level 1. Press double tap to open the inventory page.
Let's
swipe up to go back to the map. Touch with 5 fingers to go back to the menu page. You opened the inventory page. You selected healing potion. The glass ampoule contains a red liquid. Swipe up to go back to the menu page.
So there's your healing potion, so this is how you come and use it.
Nothing.
And then we got nothing, so we'll get out of here.
You opened the menu page. Nathan reached level 1. Press double tap to open the inventory page. Swipe up to go back to the map. You're back in the map.
Alright, so we're back into the game itself. So this is kind of a teaser how this game works and what you can expect. There are some fighting scenes as it give you a tutorial on how to do the fighting. And as you can hear for the sounds, it's pretty rich and I like the sound of this game. And so I wanted to give you some time to give this a listen and see if it's something that would be up to you. All right, well, that is Blind Quest. This is Thomas Donville. Also, goodbye, Anonymous. Until next time. Bye-bye.
This podcast has been brought to you by the community of Apple Viz. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit us online at www.applevis.com.